feel like anybody has your back?
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
There is strength in numbers.
Wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added two more guys to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together.
Blood Brothers.
Join our pack. Listen to Sports Pack every Monday and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Wolf Internet Radio.
Ma! Ma! Mom! Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama!
What?
Shut your kid up. You're listening to the Wolf Internet Radio.
I took the initiative in creating the internet.
Things are going to start happening to me now.
Come on, there's a whole different attitude to the music, man. Punk is into an angry thing. New wave, maybe just having fun.
All right, welcome to yet another episode of 7-Inch Atlanta Radio here on the Wolf Internet Radio for students by students. I'm Bobby Moore from 7inchatlantaradio.blogspot.com, and changing the blog, I always have to think about what I'm saying before I say it, but yeah, check out the 7-Inch Atlanta Radio blog. But for now, I want to just jump right into some songs. Many of us got to see Off last night. Actually, saw him twice. Saw him at Criminal Records, and I've got a story about that I'll play after the block of songs. Saw him at Criminal for the in-store. They played for, like, literally 10 minutes. Stuck around, signed some autographs, made some little kids happy, which was great. And then they played a $15 per person, sadly, show at the Drunken Unicorn, which I went to and thoroughly enjoyed. They played with Trash Talk and my buddy's Predator. But for now, I'm going to play a little tribute to Keith Morris, who is just really in rare form nowadays. Many of you may know of him from Black Flag and Circle Jerks, and he's in the band Off I was just talking about, and that's also the band I'm about to play. Here's Off with a song that they wrote for one of Keith's old friends who's no longer with us, Jeffrey Lee Pierce.
Let's
on the rocket, on the fucking star, I'm on the Superman. I've got a weapon that's as deadly as life. It's a well-trained tool of a master guy. Every day, it's the same wet dream. 20 girls are on the screen. Ain't that boy, you don't give me a hand. Don't do the sex bullet, but I know that you can. Put my life into a gun. Shine, fill up with a flip light. Say it's as a sex boy, you're such a stud. Don't give me that little shit. I know what it takes, status quo you find. 2 minute hustle and a 40 minute grind.
Memorizing George. like a snack pack for your ears.
Why can't you just give me a snack pack?
The Wolf Internet Radio.
All right, you just heard Jeffrey Lee Pierce by Off, which you can get in this really, really cool box set that Vice Records, the label that Black Lips are on, put out. It's like 4 7-inch in a booklet with all the lyrics in a box that it all fits in. And it's only like $20, so that's like a super deal. But yeah, after that, I played a couple more songs featuring Keith Morris on vocals. First up was Fix Me by Black Flag, which was from their first 7-inch, and then followed that with Back Against the Wall by Circle Jerks. And then from there, I played some more Los Angeles and Bay Area bands that would have been contemporaries of those other bands, which you heard Sex Boy by The Screamers, Loner with a Boner by Black Randy and the Metro Squad, and then Sugar Lot by X. Alright, now it's time. I'm going to play a clip with Jonathan Marinovich from Shepherds and Tendaberry, and he's going to talk about those bands, and you're going to want to stay tuned for the second clip, because in the second clip he's going to talk about playing a show with Prince. Here we go. Alright, my guest this week is my friend Jonathan from the band Shepherds, and he also is in Tendaberry. Are you guys still doing Tendaberry?
Yeah. We got a record coming out next month, and a release show April 21st at the Star Bar.
Ah, cool.
It should be pretty cool, yeah.
Right, and mentioned Shepherds. Don't you guys have a tape coming out?
Yeah, actually, we're going to have a digital release on Double Phantom, and that's coming out, I think, either tonight or tomorrow. That's what the dudes from the label told me. They just emailed me. They were like, hey, we need some information so we can put the record out. And so that's going to be like a 4-track digital release on Double Phantom that's coming out like the next day. And then April 1st, we got a tape coming out on Pink House Tapes, which is a label run by the folks from The Clap.
Oh, cool.
Amanda and Tyler, yeah. Hmm. And that's going to be like 6 tracks, a couple like longer, you know, more shoegazy stuff that's going to be on there.
Right.
And it's going to be a big release show, I think, April 1st at Noni's. And Edgewood, which would be awesome.
Right. I think they're putting out like 4 tapes at once, right? And they're going to have like a box set.
Yeah, it's going to be like this crazy box set. It's going to be Red Sea, Mood Rings, Us, and The Clap. Yeah.
Oh. Cool.
It's going to be awesome.
And how long have you guys been doing Shepherds?
Shepherds have been going since last August. Hmm. So it's been maybe like 9 or 10 months.
Right.
It kind of started, I have this dream where it was like an old black and white 60s TV show where Smokey Robinson was doing Tears of a Clown, but instead of like the Miracles backing him, it was the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Wow.
It was like, you know, I always have like these really weird vivid dreams involving music, and I wake up with like a song in my head sometimes, but it was crazy to see like in black and white like Smokey Robinson and then like Jesus and Mary Chain behind him just like being loud and scuzzy. So like after I had that dream, I went over a friend's place and did this like, you know, weird demo version. And then Tendaberry was doing some filming for this movie at Adrian's house, and Adrian's right. The drummer from Shepherds. And I told him about the dream that I had, or the idea of it, and he was like, oh wow, like we should definitely do something. So, you know, from there it kind of started, and then we had, you know, Peter come on board who plays bass, and we played some, you know, pretty good gigs and started, you know, playing around town a little bit.
Cool. What the people that have heard Tendaberry before, because I mean, you guys have been playing a while, if they're a fan of that, why would they be a fan of Shepherds? I know they're two very different bands, but like, how would you pitch Shepherds to a Tendaberry fan?
Well, I would say that Shepherds and Tendaberry are like two different sides of the same coin.
Right.
They're both kind of pursuing this idea where it's, you know, soul mixed with rock music, or punk rock, or post punk, or noisy stuff.
Right.
I would say that, like, if you're a fan of the more punk rock stuff that Tendaberry does, then you'd be a fan of Shepherds. It's just taking that element of Tendaberry and just pushing it, you know, a little bit further.
Right.
Because there's so much soul influence in Tendaberry. Like our keyboardist Shane, he has an immaculate soul voice and plays this, you know, very warm sounding keyboards, and the focus of Shepherds is just like noise. Like everybody plays with fuzz and, you know, screams and stuff. It's, yeah, that's where
right.
it comes from.
Cool. And the six songs you sent me, is that the songs that Double Phantom's going to be putting out?
Yes, Double Phantom's going to be putting out just four of those songs.
Okay.
Kind of give an added value to the tape version of it.
Right.
The four songs are the most, like, noisiest, you know, rocking songs on the record.
Right.
It's Daytime Stories, Surfer, and Tears of a Clown, the cover of Tears of a Clown, and Holy Stain, which is it's a really awesome song because you really hear how great of a drummer Adrian is.
Right.
Like he just plays the tom and the snare, and he uses so much the dynamics in his playing, which makes it like he does so much with just two drums that it shocks me sometimes. It's like, wow, that's a good drum part you made there, Adrian. Yeah.
Right. And he does, like, the stand-up drumming that sort of you think of with that era with, like, The Wedding Present and bands like that. Of course, there's still bands that do that, but I always think of, like, late 80s, early 90s when I see a drummer play that style.
Totally, totally. I will tell you that not too soon after we started rehearsing, I saw Beach Fossils play at the Earl with Here We Go Magic, and they're a band that uses just the two drums, too. And that was definitely inspirational for me to see a recent band using that idea.
All right. I, for one, am sold and want to hear their cover Tears on the Clown, so here it is.
Yeah. to see me trip this way. You think I'm second hand? I have seen it all. She's the only one. She belongs to me. I'm the only one. I'm the sure what it finds. You think there's no more left. Talk is cheap. How many lies? Sustain a second breath.
Any chance and sorrow, take them with a pinch of salt. Sad about tomorrow. Sorry, but it's not my fault. My name is shooting out the moon. Somebody talk to your wife, man. But what's the sin or two in the history of the world? So, I said to me, why'd you play so loud?
Class anyway, so you might as well listen to us. It's the Wolf Internet Radio.
All right, you're listening to 7-Inch Atlanta Radio. Actually, a lot of people are listening to 7-Inch Atlanta Radio. Like, my listenership's pretty much doubled tonight. I don't know if that's people tuning in to hear Jonathan, or Media Day has something to do with that, and people, alumni are checking out the program, or me passing out flyers. All three of those things have happened this week and tonight, so whatever reason, stay tuned in. Tell more people. Shoot, we need 20 listeners. Forget this double, just barely being in the double digits thing. And actually, this is the most listeners I've ever had without Adrian Barrera being on the show. So this may knock his ego down a little bit. I don't know. But anyhow, in that block of songs, you heard the Shepherds cover of Tears of a Clown, which, as Jonathan pointed out, is going to be a digital EP put out by the folks at Double Phantom Records. May even be up by midnight, so as soon as this show's over, you can probably download your own copy of that. Followed it up by I by Bad Brains. Then you heard History of the World Part 1 by The Damned, Telepathic Love by The Wipers, Honest Man by Predator, who, as I mentioned before, opened for Off last night, probably one of the biggest audiences they played to. I missed it. Brandon said they didn't do that well, but, you know, he kind of says it a lot anyway, so hopefully they blew minds last night. And then I close that set out with I'm Astray by the Carbonas. And of course, their lead singer Greg is the current drummer of Predator. But I suspect a lot of you are listening to hear Jonathan talk about Prince, so let's go ahead and get to that. And then later on, I'll explain my Keith Morris story. Something else I wanted to ask you about, and you probably get asked about this a lot, but you played a rather interesting show, like right before New Year's, wasn't it? Like maybe 2 days before?
Oh. Yeah, it was December 30th. I played rhythm guitar with Janelle Monae opening up for Prince in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
And that was just, that was a totally insane experience. It was indescribable. you know, meeting Prince, he's this really short dude, but he carries himself with the confidence of, like, somebody who's, you know, like 6'5" or something. It's crazy to see him. And when I met him, you know, Janelle just introduced us, and she introduced us in, like, this funny way, which is like, oh my god, I forgot. Here's my friend Prince. Like, he was just this dude. She was walking in at a party. I was like, oh, here's my friend Prince. You know Prince, right? Like, he's just this guy, but he's Prince.
Right.
He just shook my hand and just, like, gave me this sort of, like, nod, which was just cool. You know? Prince is just smooth, man.
Right.
That's the only way I can describe him.
You mentioned him having the confidence of a man who's much taller. He's got the voice of a man who's much taller, too, doesn't he?
Yes. His voice is extremely deep. There was a point where he was just talking to the mic, like, just giving the sound guy directions, and it was just like, all right, let me get some more of this guitar. He just had, like, this total very white voice, and then he would, like, sing a song with falsetto out of nowhere and just be like, what is this? Who is this guy? It was amazing.
Awesome. And how surreal was it just, I mean, Prince being there, of course, is awesome, but just being at Madison Square Garden, I think that's the goal of a lot of people who are further along in their career than you are.
I will say that, that was surreal playing to 20,000 people. But the funniest thing to me was that, in some ways, it's not that different than playing, like, 529 or the Earl.
Right.
Like, you hit the same obstacles no matter where you are in the music business, in terms of, like, sound and stuff. It's just on a bigger level. And instead of one sound guy, you would have just, you know, five sound guys. There'd be somebody who is a guitar tech, and then somebody who is your sound guy for the band.
Right.
And there was a sound guy for the whole thing. And then, but you would still have issues hearing yourself, you know.
Right.
And it was just funny to me. I just thought, you can't escape it, you know.
Right.
You're always going to not be able to hear yourself. It's going to be impossible.
And was it set up where they just flew you up there and you probably stayed overnight and did the show and then that was it? How long were you guys in New York?
Yeah. We were in New York for about 3 days. We drove up there on this nice bus.
Okay.
And the dude who drove us up there, he was up for about this. He was up for maybe like, oh God, probably more than 24 hours.
Wow.
He worked in the he was trained by the Israeli Secret Service. He was telling us a story where he said he stayed up for like 5 days in the desert and like learned all these combat commando techniques. And it was he was a cool guy, but he was very intense, very very intense. But we were up there for about 3 days, and we did some rehearsal at, I think, SIR in New York, which is, like, pretty nice, crazy rehearsal studio. We stayed at, like, these nice hotels in New York. It was just, when you're not on a major label, like, the money that's behind you and stuff, it's insane. It's really insane to deal with.
And how does that affect your, if it affects it at all, how does that affect your perspective as far as coming back to Atlanta and playing at 529 and house shows and Noni's and places like that, you know, having been on the top like that? Does it make you appreciate what you do more or look at it differently? Like, has that changed your view at all?
I will say it didn't make me feel, well, I mean, there's a certain part of it where it's like, awesome, I played Madison Square Garden, you know.
Right.
That you can't help but be a little bit more confident about yourself after that. But, I mean, other than that, just maybe a little bit of boost in terms of just of confidence in, you know, my music and myself, it didn't make me feel any different. I think right after I did that show, like a couple of days after, when I came back to Atlanta, I did like a house show.
Right.
I was just like, I like this, you know?
Right.
I like the idea of being able to go back and forth between, you know, all these genres and all these sort of environments and experiences in terms of music, you know. I'm the kind of person who will, you know, I'll do like a crazy punk rock house show, but the next day I'll be playing, you know, guitar at a church for like a Sunday service. And then, you know, I'll make hip-hop beats and R&B beats for some guy. You know, I want to play as much music and as many genres and styles as possible. You know?
Right.
I'm trying to think of people who, in terms of music, who are like polymaths or just do all kinds of stuff. You know, I love Quincy Jones's career. You know,
he's,
I mean, he did everything from working with Miles Davis and Michael Jackson and just I would love to do something like that. I would love to, you know, do punk rock records, but also, you know, write songs for, I don't know, Usher or somebody like right. that. You know, just do everything, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start with that.
Yes. I feel like a lot of good stuff is going to be happening in the next year or so. So, yeah.
All right.
Look, everybody should come out and see Shepherds and Tenderberry, too. Just yeah, everything, you know?
Right. So both of your bands, like you were saying before, have releases coming up and then release parties to go to. And what are the dates for those again?
The Shepherds release show, which is also a release show for Pink House Tapes, is April 1st. It's going to be at Noni's Bar and Deli on Edgewood Avenue.
Oh.
And that's going to have Red Sea, who the Red Sea are awesome. Mm-hmm. They're probably one of my favorite new bands out right now. And Mood Rings and The Clap. I mean, just all awesome bands. And then April 21st is going to be the Shepherds or the Tenderberry release show for our EP Hit It, which is going to be a free show at the Star Bar.
Awesome.
And we have Jack Preston, who I met through Janelle Monae's people. He's a pretty dope rapper. And this band called Gun Party playing. Hmm. And Gun Party has been, they've been working their behinds off in the
right.
city, just playing everywhere they can. They're an awesome band. But yeah, come to both those shows. You know, put on a good show. I play guitar at my teeth and hit it with a gold chain, all the good stuff.
Sweet. All right, I appreciate it, man.
Oh, no problem, dude. Thanks a lot.
All right. All right, thanks to Jonathan for appearing on the show. I thought that went really well. And thanks to everybody that's tuned in to hear that. I hope you'll stay tuned in. I've got some good stuff coming up. And we'll debut another Shepherd song in the second hour. I'm not supposed to play two songs by the same band in 1 hour, but ain't no reason I can't play another song in the second hour. But enough of that. Since my last show, my favorite band of all time, which features a former guest of this show, the Dead Milkmen, released their first new album in quite some time, and here's the really cool ranting song. Maybe the best Rodney Anonymous rant of all time. I'll let you guys be the judge, but it's here it is.
Meaning was upbeat, happy song, 2, 3, 4.
Do you suffer from depression? Well, if you don't, maybe you should, because the world's a violent, ugly place, and the only people who can't see that are idiots and the blind. And believe me, brothers and sisters, blind people can smell how bad it is out there. Hey, here's Joe and I with some free advice.
Don't trust the happy are insane. If you see someone smiling, run, get away. Don't trust the happy are insane. They try to hug you, break out with pepper spray, cause you can't trust the happy. If you didn't check the box next to I Am Author Sad, there is something seriously wrong with you, cause it's a terrible world, and it's filled to the rafters with cretins and morons. I mean, you ever seen one of those child beauty pageants? Yes, it's an easy target, but that doesn't mean it shouldn't be a target. I mean, haven't these people ever read Harlan Ellison's Our Little Miss?
Don't trust the happy are insane.
If you see someone smiling, run, get away!
The happy are insane.
If they tell you Jesus loves you, run away.
But I met you in my room all alone. the bar and... Just a man. I understand the wind and all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, I know I'm small, but I enjoy living anyway. Book after book, I get hooked every time the writer talks to me like a friend. What can I do with just live in a zoo? All I do is play the space ball ricochet. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all of you. I bought a car, it was old but kind. I gave it my mind and it disappeared. I love a girl, she is a changes angel. She's a city, it's a pity that I'm like me, yeah. How can I live when all I do is play the space ball ricochet? I'm just a man. I understand the wind in all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, I'm small, but I enjoy living anyway. Yes, I do. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all of you. How can I live when all I do is play the space ball ricochet? Oh baby, the space ball ricochet. Oh my, the space ball. Oh, do the space ball. Oh, do the space ball.
We are one good day. We are one.
parents would be proud if they picked up our phone calls at the Wolf Internet Radio.
All right, you're listening to 7-Inch Atlanta Radio here on the Wolf Internet Radio, for students, by students. And I still have a good many more listeners than I'm used to, so feel free to hit me up on Facebook. Just look for 7-Inch Atlanta and like the page and interact with me on there. Or you can email me at 7inchatlanta@gmail.com if you'd like to make some requests for some songs, if you'd like to appear on a future episode, you have any kind of feedback at all, just hit me up one way or the other, and I'll get back with you. Even as the show's going on, I've got both of those sites up right now. To the right of me and to the left is the soundboard. So I'm multitasking tonight. I'm multitasking every time I'm here. But anyhow, that set of songs you just heard started out with Meaningless Upbeat Happy Song by the Dead Milkmen, which is from their brand new album, which is download only right now. But there will be a CD version fairly soon. And somebody who would know told me not to expect vinyl anytime soon, if ever. Apparently, at least one member of the band isn't a big fan of new vinyl releases, which I am a fan of new vinyl releases and would like to have that on vinyl someday, but I'm not going to hold my breath. But after that, you heard Send My Thoughts by TSOL, followed by Workaday World by the Paul Collins Beat, who, if you listened last week, you know they're going to tour this summer out west with Garbo's Daughter. After that was a classic in Spaceball Ricochet by T-Rex, We Are 138 by The Misfits, and then I close that out with another brand new track, Screws Get Loose by Those Darlings, which is the title track to their new album. And looks like I'm running short on time here, so far as this hour goes, so I think I'm going to go ahead and roll into my next block of songs. And I'm going to start off with one that a good friend of mine, I've been telling her I'm going to play a song for, and here it is.